Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I love sugar.
You can find it in cookies, cakes, soft drinks, and pretty much in all packaged and processed foods. People crave the sugar, just like you would a drug.
Eating sugar activates the brain in a special way. It's very reminiscent of drugs like cocaine.
Sugar activates our brains like cocaine. And I've got to say, Scarface would have been a very different movie if it ended with Al Pacino sitting in a chair, sugared out of his mind on baked goods, saying, "Say hello to my little Debbie! Say hello!"
Going to save us from sugar fiends, or the sugar that is the fiendish thing. More dangerous than heroin, more powerful than you get the picture.
Locomotive?
I suppose a dietary locomotive of death, right? Death, disease, mayhem. We talk about the war on drugs. Where's the war on sugar, right? Sugar is much more dangerous. As they said, it interacts with your body like cocaine. It's more dangerous than heroin. Why do I say that? Well, way more people are doing refined sugar than heroin. That's always been the case. There's only a small percentage of the population that would be stupid enough, addictive enough to do a drug like heroin. But we're all stupid enough and addictive enough. I know, I'm insulting everybody, including myself, to use something called refined sugar and the danger that it imposes upon our body. We're not talking about naturally occurring sugars. Of course, that's the fallacy of nature, natural sugar. What's that? How's that's not different than what the FDA says is okay? Speaking of which, we'll go to them in just a moment. But sugar, refined sugar. When Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, we talked about this last week with Dr. Frank King, when he was seeing the aristocracy in Paris, this was later in his life, the diseases were radically different among the aristocracy of Paris 150, 180 more years ago compared to the peasants, the simple peasants, the farmers, the workers in Germany, where Dr. Samuel Hahnemann got his start and developed homeopathic medicine. He went to the aristocracy, the high society of Paris and France, and suddenly he saw chronic diseases that he never saw in the simple folks that were eating the food that they grew. There was no refinement. It was eat the potato, eat the carrot, eat the beet, eat the radish, whatever they grew. There was no refinement of the food. It was whole food. And suddenly the wealthy aristocracy of Paris got this thing called crack cocaine. No, RSB, there was no crack cocaine back 180 years ago in Paris. No, I know that, but the version of it, like Scarface, the funny from, what was that guy, John Oliver talking about it, their version of it was sugar, refined sugar, that they suddenly had the wealth to refine and isolate and concentrate sugar, and they started seeing all kinds of chronic diseases. Now, in this culture, in the Western world, our love affair, our lust affair with sugar has brought us to diabetes as a national epidemic. Where's the vaccine for diabetes? It ain't there. And there are folks who have changed their diet and reversed their diabetes, and they are public enemy number one, according to the Dietetics Board in North Carolina, for instance. And we're going to talk to Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior this hour. Very excited to bring him back on board. 6-year anniversary since he did just that and had to fight a battle for his right to speak up, to communicate to you, to me, to everybody who wanted to hear the good news that changing your diet can cause a different result in your body and the reversal of a disease that cannot be treated with food but only drugs. So where is the FDA, my friends? We'll get to that in a moment. Also want to preview, I've got a question about disc degeneration for those of you worried about skeletal degeneration. We've got to get an answer for that soon. Also, we've got some GMO updates out of Texas. And interestingly enough, will they secede over the issue of GMOs? That's a question. Oh, CBD update. It's cleared by the government, by the federal government. There's an interesting statement by somebody in making drug policy about CBD. We've got Stuart Tomp coming back on, Vice President of Human Nutrition, Cannavest, cannavest.com. You've got to check that out. And can you go blind on Red Bull? How many would it take? These are the kind of interesting things we get to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don.
Never a dull moment, you know?
No, not even for a second.
I know all of our listeners have been waiting on the edge of their seat to find out how many Red Bulls it'll take to go blind.
Right, I know. Yeah, don't do that. You'll go blind. What are you talking about? Drinking Red Bull. We'll get to that in a moment. But the question is, with all the disease and mayhem and destruction, even cancer created by refined sugar, you would think the Food and Drug Administration, affectionately or not so affectionately called the Fear and Death Administration, would be all over this. You've got to protect the public from dangerous food additives, right? Isn't that your mission, FDA? So on this front, the Alliance for Natural Health called on the FDA for help. And they answered. Or did they?
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Hooray! The FDA to rescue us all from sugar. Are they? Well, it looked good recently. The agency announced a proposal to include a daily recommended value, a DRV, for added sugars on the nutrition facts label of packaged foods and dietary supplements. Hooray! More information. Why do they stand steadfast against GMO labeling? That's another question for another hour. And the added sugar, again, has nothing to do with the amount of sugar that is naturally occurring, right? An apple, naturally occurring sugar. If you add any sugar to a product in refined form, it's going to be made on that label to reveal itself, added sugar. Even if it's something like a natural sugar isolated from a cactus, like agave, it would have to be added according to the FDA's proposal. They propose the daily intake of calories from added sugar should not exceed 10% of total calories. Their general nutrition advice, 2,000 calories a day. So what do they say? 200 calories of added refined sugars. But, of course, the label would not differentiate between a 5-year-old girl and an athletic 25-year-old man. That's the FDA relying on science to make good, sound decisions
for
the American people.
Where's all the protesting about how much this is going to cost the industry, and then the industry is going to have to pass those costs on to the consumers, and it's going to drive up the prices of all the food? Isn't that what they say about GMOs?
Well,
it's going to cost too much. It's not
fair. Yeah, you're right. So guess what? The FDA capitulated, and they've reversed their decision.
They've
not only refused to establish a DRV, because there was, according to them, no sound scientific basis for the establishment of a quantitative intake recommendation from which a DRV could be derived. They basically, and the Alliance for Natural Health is reporting on it, the FDA team failed us again. They've gone in for the industry, for the sugar industry, for the refined food industry, for the PepsiCos, the Coca-Colas of the world, for the Monsantos of the world, all of big food. Thanks, the FDA, for refusing to do what they said they were going to do. Now, is it correct to say that there's no sound scientific basis for the establishment of a quantitative intake recommendation from which a DRV could be derived? Well, actually, yes. To imply that we need any amount of added sugar is false and misleading. And even if the FDA went forward and said, well, you need 10%, or it's okay to have to, I mean, it's a lie to begin with. The agency designed to protect us, deemed to protect us, deigning to protect us, has just revealed they're in it for big food. There is a sound.
What do you say to that? This is
the average American consumes 3 pounds of sugar every week. 3 pounds of sugar. Chronic disease? You got chronic disease? Who doesn't have chronic disease in America? Now, we're not here to say sugar's the only problem, but it's probably the biggest one because everybody pretty much looks the other way, certainly from a regulatory perspective. There are no warning labels like on some drugs, over-the-counter prescription. There are no warning labels like, well, in all the public service announcements about how they say stay away from heroin, stay away from crack cocaine. They don't say stay away from sugar. And if you are to go out and speak out against the sugar industry or the dietitians who are supported by the sugar industry, you will likely be charged criminally with practicing dietetics without a license, as they tried to do to Steve Cooksey in North Carolina some years ago. And that dietetics board has reared its ugly head once again. Now, there's a new film out. I haven't seen it. I saw a review of it that was rather interesting. It's called That Sugar Film. We have it linked up in the show notes. I think over at RogerEbert.com, even though he's passed away, they still do movie reviews there. And it's a documentary along the lines of Super Size Me, where the guy goes on a refined food diet for 2 months. He tries to one-up Morgan Spurlock. Instead of 1 month of McDonald's, he does 2 months of refined foods. He's not just eating white sugar from the powdered can or something. He's just literally all the refined foods he can, with all of the refined sugars he can get. And in 2 months, it's another disaster, as you might imagine. But I want to read from this review by Susan was I can't even pronounce her last name. Go look at it. One interesting fact that comes out of this self-abusing ordeal of this guy who did this for 2 months is that even though he's been eating the same number of daily calories as he did, a normal 2,300 for him, as he did before he did this movie, he packed on 15 pounds mostly around his waist. His acquisition of a dad bod physique might suggest that all calories are not created equal and that certain sources might affect the body more adversely, something sugar manufacturers with a vested interest vehemently deny. Have you heard that anywhere before, Super Don?
Vindication.
Oh, vindication. Robert Scott Bell has been saying that for years. Calories do not equal calories. You dunderheaded doctors who still believe that, go back to school. But don't go back to dietetic school. Go to a school that teaches actual nutrition, and you will learn the truth that they're learning this way. Sugar, more dangerous than cocaine and heroin. Yeah, that's not an endorsement for cocaine and heroin, by the way.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, line up on the phones now if you want to talk to the diabetes warrior, Steve Cooks. He's going to join us. If you got sugar questions or diabetes questions, we're not afraid to answer them. But that'll be coming up next segment. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or submit your questions at robertscottbell.com or through social media. Twitter feed is rsbellmedia, at rsbellmedia. We've got questions coming in. I try to get to them in a timely fashion. Sometimes they add up. Sometimes I don't add up. Eventually I catch up, which means you know what time it is, right? Don't you? Don't you? Come on, you know.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Michelle. She says, hi, RSB. I have a friend that has a degenerative disc problem due to what she says is mild scoliosis per her doctor. Okay, listen, just an aside here before I go back to her question. Scoliosis doesn't cause disc degeneration. It can contribute to it, but there are other things that precede it that we'll get to, nutritionally speaking. But the doctor, of course, says, oh, it's scoliosis. That's what's causing the degeneration. What do they want? Something that's nutrition that causes it? We can't have that because they only got an hour or two of nutrition in medical school. But I digress. No, I don't. Back to the question for Michelle. They currently have her taking prednisone to reduce inflammation and recommended spinal injections. And, of course, in the expected allopathic way, they mentioned the possible need for a fusion, disc fusion. Is there a trace mineral that could improve the disc and homeopathic remedies that you would recommend, such as Arnica Montana for pain? Thanks, Michelle. I love that, Super Don, she asked, is there a trace mineral that could improve the disc? Isn't that cool? That's such the right question.
And how many people even know what a trace mineral is?
Yeah, much less its relationship to skeletal integrity. I love that, Michelle. Thank you for, you know, pointing me in the right direction. Not that I needed that, but no, that's not the point. I love that you actually mentioned it because, in fact, that is the case. The single most important trace mineral that is so deficient in the American population in the West, probably in Britain too, that results, that can result in skeletal non-integrity, degradation, is silica or silicon. Now, no, there's no doubt everybody knows about calcium. We even talk about magnesium. There are other trace elements like boron. There's so many that I wouldn't have time to go into them. But I'm telling you, the number one thing that you can begin infusing, in addition to a multi-mineral of some kind, is the trace mineral silicon. Now, go back and listen to some of the archives with Christopher Barr. And we went through last time, I think, the silicon perspective, why we utilize the Alta Health product silica, which is a tableted form of the concentration of the tea of the horsetail extract. So you can get far more in a comprehensive food form that will benefit you more than any liquid form of silicon that you can buy in a health food store. And you may be able to get the Alta Health products in a health food store, but if not, call Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Right, Michelle? And three tablets four times a day. Actually, I had three tablets with my dinner tonight. I did. I just take it as a basic. I don't do the loading phase anymore unless I felt I needed it for other issues. But for skeletal regeneration, I've told the story of my mother. She's now 81. Yeah, I always get that wrong. 81 after 80. What's the matter, Mom? You're good. You're going out dancing every night, right? But she was beginning osteopenia, osteoporosis, and we got her on a skeletal support that came from the silica, the Alta silica. And a month or so later, she went back, her bone scan, she was fine. They never bothered her with any of the drugs again. Not that she would take them. But the point is, we've got to reverse this with mineral rebuild. Now, this doesn't mean we don't detoxify and all that, because prednisone is very damaging to the liver, so we're going to have to restore liver function. That's why we need the selenium. That's why we need the fulvic acid from Doc Newsom, drnewsom.com. If you haven't been there, check that out. And when you talk about pain, skeletal pain, arnica is more for injury. It can be used for muscles, of course. I don't know that it's going to work on the skeletal pain as well as rust toxicodendron or the nerve pain remedy, which is known as St. John's wort. In homeopathic form, it's known as Hypericum perforatum. Have I gone all Harry Potter on you, Super Don?
Damn it, you just turned my coffee cup into a snake again. Will you please stop?
And there are good snake remedies in homeopathy, by the way. Also hydration. If you haven't been to robertswater.com to update the ebook, download for free, robertswater.com, you'll get updates on the molecular hydrogen in water and how that is reaching deep into the body to help, including the bones, which are partly made of water. Believe it or not, dehydration can impact on degradation of any and all systems, including the skeletal system. Hey, when we come back, good friend, he hasn't been on in a while. I'm excited to have him back, the diabetes warrior, Steve Cooksey. 6 years later, how's he doing? Has he gone back to drugs, or is he still on a paleo diet?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Some years ago, we covered a story about the North Carolina Board of Dietetics. These are the dietetic dunderheads that don't know nutrition but claim they do and want a monopoly and want to prohibit anybody from speaking freely about the nutritional information that they have garnered from their own lives, especially as it relates to reversing diabetes through diet and nutrition. This guy, my next guest, he's been on before, and I'm glad to have him back on here, became known as the Diabetes Warrior because he was fat, sick, and diabetic, and he switched his diet, reversed his diabetes, got off all the medications if he was on any, and has, I almost say, never looked back, but then the dietetics board took him on and said, hey, you can't do that on your blog. You're practicing dietetics without a license.
and the First Amendment won out in this case. They backed down, but hey, they're back. North Carolina pushing a bill to eliminate free speech and prohibit sharing of nutritional information for sick children. Steve Cooksey, the Diabetes Warrior, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Robert, for having me on the show tonight.
Steve, I got to ask, did you leave North Carolina? Is this why the Dietetics Board is rearing its ugly head? They think, oh, Steve's gone. Now let's go back out and do that again.
I am still residing within the state boundaries of North Carolina, sir.
So what would, pray tell, can you tell us about... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I heard about this bill in April and May of this year, and so I went through it and picked out the parts that I thought would be relevant to this discussion tonight. As to why they're doing it, I really believe that the main purpose for this bill is they want to own nutritional speech. And who is they? Well, I'm talking about the state boards of nutrition, but I think they are doing the bidding of Big Food and Big Pharma, and through the national agency of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, the national board. But I went and I looked at the bill. Pardon me?
No, which, by the way, it seems to be like a deja vu, except they've tweaked the bill a little bit from years ago when they kind of targeted you for speaking out about diabetes and how you had reversed it with food.
Right, and one of the main pieces of the bill that I do not like is the part where it says, and I quote, "It shall be unlawful for any person who is not currently licensed under this article to do any of the following." And the very first one is provide medical nutrition therapy. Now, in my mind, I provide medical nutrition therapy when I talk to diabetics about what they need to eat, about cutting carbohydrates and eating good fats and good proteins, eating real food. Are we going to leave this up to a state agency to determine if that's medical nutrition therapy? I don't think so, because we know what the state board wants to do. It wants to get more and more control over the people of the states and to control the nutritional speech. We've seen it over and over again.
But all those years ago, Steve, you were supported by a group that basically, I say, defended you in this case to say it was a First Amendment issue. I mean, you were sharing your story. There's no obligation that you should have, let's say, to get your speech pre-approved by the Dietetics Board. You're not claiming to be a dietitian, but you were communicating things that were factual in your own life that helped you and then helped others.
That's very true, very true. I share what works for me and what has worked for others. In the previous lawsuit where I sued the State Board of North Carolina, they accused me of providing nutritional guidance without a license. Now I guess they could possibly accuse me of providing medical nutrition therapy, because I'm helping people with a disease. I mean, people have medical issues. Diabetics have medical issues and many more problems other than just elevated blood sugars.
Well, what was the group that supported you in defense in that lawsuit years ago?
The Institute for Justice.
Right.
You're referring to them?
Yes. I wonder if they've been alerted and are aware of this next battle that may be looming.
I'm sure they're aware. I haven't spoken to them about it. We are talking about some other legal matters that could come down the road regarding my lawsuit, but we have not spoken about this particular bill.
Okay. Now, a question about your health, since it's been a little bit of time since we've had you on the air. Are you back on refined carbohydrates? Have you lost a limb, a toe? What's going on? How many drugs? Are you taking insulin? What's the update? Because, you know, it can't be nutrition. I mean, it can't be diet. That can't really reverse diabetes, can it, Steve? Come on, be honest.
Okay. August 1st was my sixth year low-carb paleo anniversary. In other words, for 6 years now, I've been eating what many would consider a high-fat, very low-carb meal plan. And I posted on my blog, diabetes-warrior.net, a six-year anniversary pictorial showing pictures from every year since I've been following this meal plan. And I'm happy to report that no appendages have fallen off due to my meal plan. And I'm able to, recently I did 1,000 push-ups or over 1,000 push-ups in one day. I did 1,000 jump squats the other day. I do a lot of intense exercises just to show that my body is functioning at optimum rates, mm-hmm. and that I'm very physically fit and healthy.
So yeah, 6 years out, again, this is an anniversary. I mean, this is a happy anniversary. Steve Cooksey, the Diabetes Warrior, 6 years out. This is perfect timing.
It is. It is. And it coincides with this North Carolina bill that's going to throw a monkey wrench into the plans of people trying to help others with their nutritional needs, people who have been down the road that these people are following. But, yes, so after 6 years, I still have truly normal blood sugars for non-diabetic, and I am thriving and not just surviving.
See, that is, of course, is, as you said, also throwing a wrench in their plans. And their plans are, of course, to monopolize the speech on diet, to recognize in their own minds, and they want to impose that on all of us, that there is no food relationship. I mean, we'll pay lip service to the concept of sugar, but we won't really tell you. And even if we do, we might say, hey, try this artificial sweetener because, hey, PepsiCo actually gives us a lot of money. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but the Board of Dietetics. And they're supported nationally and on a state level by many of these big agribusiness interests that are utilizing their power, their money, their scientists to alter food from its whole state into a corrupted state, which is why we opened today with the sugar stories that we did.
Absolutely agree, Robert, and you know that I do. I would like to mention one other quote from the bill, if I may.
Sure.
It says, "It is the purpose of this article to safeguard the public health, safety, and welfare, and to protect the public from being harmed by unqualified persons by providing for the licensure and regulation of persons engaged in the practice of dietetics." And it goes on, but, I mean, did you catch that? They're trying to protect the public from being harmed by unqualified persons. The problem is, over the last 30 to 40 years, the public has been harmed by licensed dietetics and nutritionists. Every day, millions of diabetics are harmed by the nutritional information they get by so-called certified diabetes educators. It's morally and ethically wrong what they do. Yet they're allowed to do it because they have these credentials, so-called credentials and licensure. It's ridiculous. And then they're going to try to proclaim that they're protecting the public from people like me. It gets me irritated, as you can tell.
By the way, you can learn more about Steve Cooksey at diabetes-warrior.net. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We also have links to his ebook, which is really great, How to Reduce Blood Sugar, Reducing Blood Sugar Naturally. There's a Kindle edition available to you. If you're part of Kindle Unlimited, I think you can get it for free. But even if you're not, it's a very reasonable in terms of what you will get back, a return on your investment. And I guess you're sharing what you have learned in your own experience. And how dare you, Steve, relate your own experience? I mean, we can't have this freedom of speech. It could actually set people free.
You know, and you're absolutely right, Robert. But here's the thing. There are doctors and PhDs, and there are medical studies that support the way that I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't necessarily what Steve says. I am saying it. And it absolutely works for me, and it absolutely works for those who try it. But it's not just Steve saying it. It's doctors and PhDs and other research scientists who agree with what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, Super Don, you talked with Dr. Batar before I was able to get back on the air yesterday about a little bit about this bill, I think, House Bill 796. I mean, Batar is another warrior in his own right as a physician against this absurdity like the Dietetics Board, and we let them have it last night, Super Don.
Yeah. I mean, first off, we started off with what would be good news, right? That mm-hmm. North Carolina did what California couldn't, and they put the school, you know, the kibosh on their version of the SB 277, which would have mandated vaccines not only for kids and homeschoolers, but also for adults. So started off with that, but then it was like, okay, wait a minute. What's this bill that basically is going to eliminate free speech and you can't share any nutritional information for sick children? You know, what's in the water over there in North Carolina?
Yeah. Well, again, well, Steve lives there, and you've been up against it, and you're still standing strong.
Well, the thing that it always comes back to in my mind, it's greed. The state of North Carolina recently passed an ag gag measure, and what it does is it allows companies the right to sue employees who blow the whistle on their illegal activity. And so, you know, it's really not anything new. It's just that the state legislature of North Carolina is being overly influenced by large corporations and their lackeys in the state agencies.
Indeed. So what are you planning to step out even further against this bill, or are you just going to wait and see and be ready?
No, I've been planning to engage after Labor Day is when I plan to gear up my personal activities of trying to raise with the and myself and try to fight this.
All right. Steve Cooksey, the Diabetes Warrior, welcome back. Happy 6th anniversary. Continued good health and continue to speak out. We support you here with everything we got on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Look out, North Carolina Board of Dietetics. You're in the nutritional crosshairs. I said that, nutritional, so don't make anything more of it. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh, man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order yours today. If you're more the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to GetTheTea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, this is a very unusual story. It's out of Great Britain. Our friends over across the pond, UK Health Radio, shout out to y'all. Y'all means you guys, or yous guys, those of you in New York. Yous guys, how many Red Bulls a day do you think, Super Don, it would take to make you go blind?
I thought you had to do something else to make you go blind.
Yeah, we're not going there. But, you know, as a matter of fact, I was just thinking, because we had a great session there with Steve Cooksey talking about the dietitians. I was like, let's put all the dietitians in a room and find out how many Red Bulls it takes for them. Whoa, no.
Make
never
them
mind.
Drink Red Bull until they go blind.
Yeah, never mind. They're already blind. I scratched that. That's not a, they're already blind.
Good
yeah,
one.
By their own nutritional pseudoscience, they're already blind. But this is a real report. A 26-stone woman. I never understood that. And forgive me, our UK listeners. How much is a stone in terms of pounds? A 26-stone woman. I know that's big. That's pretty big. Has claimed that she's going blind after drinking 28 cans of Red Bull every day. I just can't even conceive of that. That's like $9,000-$10,000 a year on Red Bulls. I don't know how much people that are really addicted to cigarettes spend a year on cigarettes, but I'll hazard a guess it's not that much. It's not as much as Red Bull on this with this woman. Lena Lupari, 26 years old, gained so much weight from drinking 7 liters of the energy drink that her brain has swollen. She was ingesting 3,000 calories every day, and then she collapsed. She's like, I have a special needs kid, probably vaccine injured. That's my perspective on that. 3 young children, one with special needs. She didn't have time to do anything but drink Red Bull and occasionally have some pasta before bedtime. She had headaches. What did she do? She took painkillers. She was destroying her liver, her digestive system. Refined carbohydrates restoring your pancreas. By the way, those of you who we didn't get to talk in detail, and of course you can find out Steve Cooksey's way, the warrior's way, if you will, the diabetes warrior's way of reversing diabetes, but you can also utilize 100 micrograms of the whole food form of chromium, the GTF chromium we use. From Innate Response, we get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 866-424-1077. I can't tell you how many people have reversed their type 2 diabetes over the span of weeks to months. 100 micrograms 3 times a day. She was losing her vision. She couldn't lift her head off the bed. She was in the hospital for 6 days. And she said her weight gain led to a condition known as idiopathic intracranial hypertension. condition which causes the brain to swell because of high pressure in the skull. No, it wasn't the weight gain. It was the hyperstimulation and dehydration, as well as the damage to her liver by the subsequent painkillers. Idiopathic. Doctors are idiots. They won't admit that this is an iatrogenic scenario, and it's also a dietitian-caused scenario, because you can be pretty sure that they're all about the diet sodas. Maybe they say diet Red Bull is better than Red Bull. I don't know. But she lost her vision, and, you know, what does she want to do? She says she needs help. She doesn't want gastric band surgery. She says she needs something like a boot camp. Do they have those in Great Britain? UK, you know, Red Bull addict boot camps? I don't know.
You know, we need to get our UK correspondent back on. We could ask her that.
Yeah, Amanda Thomas would be great on this one. Maybe we could put the word out for her. Typical can of Red Bull contains about 80 milligrams of caffeine, a stimulant, which raises the heart rate. Of course, it hyperstimulates your adrenals, causes them to burn out eventually. Then your thyroid has to basically hyperfunction to compensate. And then if hypofunctions, it dies. Man, it's just a mess. By the way, they're like Steez, S-T-E-A-Z. They're not a sponsor, but it's an organic version of Red Bull. It doesn't have all the additives and garbage. If you need an energy drink that you have to have, try something like Steez. Or better yet, take a 100% whole food GTF chromium, 100 micrograms, three times a day, and you'll find that you have more energy. You won't need to reach for a Red Bull. Right, Jerry Doyle? Is Jerry listening? Probably not. Busy.
Yeah. That's right. But he's done a lot better.
He has. No, Jerry's great. By the way, check out our videos, our exclusive videos up there at Epic Times, epictimes.com. In addition, of course, all the archives available right here on our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, all around the world, around the country, as well as National News Radio. And we have it linked up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com, reheard on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. UK Health Radio we mentioned as well. And listen, this is an important hour on sugar, on diabetes, on reversing diabetes. It is very doable, but the dietitians don't know what they're talking about unless they outgrow their nutritional indoctrination from the M&M Mars company and the PepsiCos of the world and step over to the light side, right? Yes, that's right, where food is your medicine, medicine is your food, and you're free to speak about it. Like we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, reminding you 6 days a week that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.